palmistry. It's my art. Why is my lifeline shorter than anyone else's? Aquarius, I hate all water signs. Gemini, two-faced bastards who loathe Aries. The rat with horns so sharp you can clean your nails them. Taurus, a boatload of trouble asking for an open field and a red towel and some sad wretch running like his lapels are in some unholy fire. Virgo, pussy pant dripping son of Merce. Capricorn, crabs crawling like the spastic movements of an arsonist slipping from the wreckage of Cancer. Lungs like burnt kippers. Aquarius, I hate all water signs. Leo, the golden haired roaring of arrogant, self-serving plagiarists who urinate on. Scorpio, that drags itself like whispering boughs over a desert prairie, too arid to tolerate. Libra, a woolly head bleeding that squeals and squeals and squeals. And Pisces, I hate all water signs. Sagittarius, Satan knowing nothing apart from their own self-satisfied superiority over money lines. Even smarter than the life lines that tear over the love lines. I lived with an Aquarius, and she always complained that when I left my records stacked in front of a wardrobe, she couldn't get her clothes out and laid in bed rotting, moaning about me and my pathetic ways. I used to go to work and real home drunk of anything that ever worked this ever. And it was my money that I paid for. Long drab hours toiling over zombie chores that I had no care for. But it was her money too. And I was a scrunching waster with no tolerance for anyone but myself. And her smart friends would moan about her sponge boyfriend, who was content to do nothing more than bleed her dry. I mean, do nothing more than benefit from the unlimited sexual favors and the shoulder to cry on when I was too desperate to drink or too poor to even do that. My best friend was a Pisces, and you know what he did? There's a blind man who lives on the hill on a cloud. He broke into his house and rearranged his furniture and sellotaped pieces of meat to his ceiling. In the morning, he found his way downstairs and into an 11 room. But his easy chair wasn't anywhere as expected, and his dining table was 3 foot side from yesterday. There was nothing compared to the ever-increasing reek of lack of meat. But stank and stank and stank. That's why I'm telling you, never trust a water sign. Never trust a water sign. Never trust a water sign. Never trust a water sign.